The Juneau School Board is considering adopting new curriculum for middle and high schools based on growing national science standards. The model has been adopted by 19 states, and one of the core ideas is teaching students about climate change. The standards don't shy away from attributing it to an increase in human activity, but how that's taught in the classroom could be up to interpretation. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
What's scary is that there's uncertainty because we don't know when to travel on the ice.
That's a clip from a documentary called Inuit Observations on Climate Change. It's part of the new curriculum a team of educators and the Juneau School District put together. In the past 5 years, the way that science is taught in the classroom across the nation has shifted. Pop quizzes are still a thing, but next-generation science standards challenge students to think systematically.
You still have the content there, but the focus has changed.
Ted Wilson helped oversee the new curriculum for the Juneau School District. A key part of the science standards is that students graduate with an understanding of Earth and human activity, and that includes learning about climate change. The standards don't mince words. What caused climate change to accelerate? It's us. The Juneau School District is borrowing some core ideas from the new standards. But Wilson says how those ideas are taught in the classroom is up to the teachers. There's no school district policy on climate change. Wilson's advice is to stick to it's happening.
The aspect of how much of it is human caused, because there is still a lot of controversy about that, is to teach it as this is one stream of thought.
One stream of thought, Wilson says, that humans contributed to our most recent climate change.
Present it like that and for students to come away with their own opinions about whether they think humans have made that impact or not.
Well, there are facts about who is causing recent climate change, and the fact is that it's us.
That's Glenn Branch, a deputy director at the National Center for Science Education. The nonprofit advocates for evidence-based science in the classroom. Branch says there's a social controversy over climate change, but there isn't a scientific one. Scientists all over the world have studied this, and the overwhelming majority have reached the same conclusion. Humans are largely to blame. It's not an opinion, Branch says. It involves climate models and math. And that doesn't leave room for avoiding the facts or debating them.
It's inappropriate, both because it reinforces a false conception that there's a legitimate scientific debate about climate change, and also because it misrepresents the nature of science.
Still, Branch's states are trying to navigate this all across the country. With topics that can be perceived as controversial, like climate change, he says it's understandable school districts don't want to make waves. While there are still social issues, he says, that can be debated, like carbon taxes.
You certainly don't have it about issues such as human impact on climate or the shape of the earth.
But Ted Wilson from the Juneau School District doesn't take issue with climate change being presented in the classroom like a debate. Has human activity accelerated it or not? He says debates regularly happen in history class or language arts.
Where do you draw the line? Because there's also like flat earth theory. Would that be something that you would consent to, like a science teacher teaching?
As far as something that they're asking students to debate, they could.
Bottom line, Wilson says, is students should be able to think critically and then decide on their own how to interpret the world, whether it's flat earth theory or climate change. Regardless of what's accelerating warming, how can we adapt? That's the takeaway, he says.
I think in our political climate, we don't want teachers to be seen as people that are trying to push an agenda.
Teaching students about climate change is also part of the state's science standards. But a spokesperson from the Alaska Department of Education says it's largely up to the school districts to decide how that's done. Next year, the department will be able to offer some new guidance. The state is currently updating its science standards. After being reviewed by teachers, parents, and industry, it'll be posted for public comment in 2019. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.